Well, there you have it. The word of the Lord. No man can serve two masters. Either he will hold to the one, despise the other, love, worship, honor, serve, follow the one, and abandon the other. Speaks of single-mindedness and double-mindedness as to why you are here. We all come with agendas. That's fine. But in our hidden agendas that we hold in our hearts, we had best look them over, because there is one from whom they are never hidden. You all remember Hamlet, our prince, whose whole life in Will Shakespeare's play was one of double-mindedness. He couldn't decide what to do, whom to serve. And so you are here to study, to be God's men and God's prophets and God's preachers, God's priests, whatever you will. And you need to look at your agenda. There are many agendas for many people. And as we look at ministry and the ministers who inhabit the office of the ministry, we are sometimes appalled. As a circuit counselor in Brooklyn, New York, I had to, in my brief span of circuit counselorship, helped two men leave the ministry. They ought to have left. You see, they were unable to know what to do and to be a minister with a single mind. They had a different agenda. But I tell you, men, you can't live on two agendas. Our Lord says you cannot serve him and mammon. I like the choice of mammon better than money. Because as C.S. Lewis once made the observation, not all people have a drive for money. There are other goals in life beside cold cash, and many a pagan does not have cold cash as his drive for life. There is a drive for success, to be recognized as being on the top. There is that for security as well. There is that individual who would hide from life and use his spiritual cloak as his self-imposed monastery, his hiding place from the world. There are those who get lost in the intellectual of the gospel and who run around carrying books and reading tomes and writing papers and finding themselves happily lost from the conflict and confrontation with the world. What's your agenda? In short, why are you here? I will tell you why Jesus Christ was here. He was confronted often by, well, who are you? What do you want? What are you looking for? The first thing he was looking for was obedience to the Father. I must work the works of him who sent me. That's called an agenda of why he came from heaven in eternity into our world and our time. I came to obey the Father. He who is equal with the Father in the Spirit places himself in subservience to the Father, because his agenda was set from all eternity, and there was no deviation from his willed obedience to the Father to do all that the Father had set before him. Son of Man came to give his life as a ransom for all. Not only obedience, but redemption. Jesus Christ came to die on the cross. He came to be your substitute. He pulled you aside from the bar of an angry judge, and he stepped forward in your place. He accepted and bore within his own body and soul our abuses, our transgressions, our guilt, our punishment. And when he shed his blood, that holy blood without spot or blemish, he accomplished the will and the agenda of the Father. He did not serve two masters. Oh, we had it in the temptation, where Satan tried desperately to attract him this way. This way is a better way. Change the agenda. At least have two agendas. One for the outside and one for yourself. But there was no hidden agenda. And there was no double-mindedness in Jesus Christ. He who is God and man came and told us what he intended to do, and he did it. And you are his beneficiaries because of his single-mindedness. Now I tell you and ask you, why are you here? First, in answering that question, as we look at this, no man serves two masters, you can't serve him and yourself and your kind of goals. I think we need to ask the question, what am I? Why, I am a creature of God, lost under the bondage of sin, completely under the judgment of an eternal God who is certainly not satisfied with what I am. One whose motives are always directed inward. One whose single-minded drive in life is to serve the self. Don't you forget it. We have many clergymen out there who are writing agendas all over the place as they take calls or look for them or serve in some particular fashion in the call in which they have been placed. And they are unhappy, and congregations are unhappy, and I suspect God is unhappy. But it's their own fault. Not his, not the church's. You will never be a success in a ministry if you have anything but single-minded intent is to serve him. And the second question to be asked is, who am I? Why, I am redeemed by Jesus Christ. Every sin, all my guilt, all the inward confusion, all this has been wiped away by the blood of Jesus Christ. I am the redeemed of Christ, and I am called to be his servant. You want the key word today? I'll give it to you. Naivete. If you are here and in class, confronting a vicarage or a call, if there is anything but a naive love to do his will, you have a hidden agenda. Watch out. You can never be God's man unless you have two goals in mind. To serve him without any qualifications, no matter where he calls you. And to witness to his grace continuously. That's ministry. That's single-mindedness. No hidden agendas. Have it all up front so that what you say to someone in the church and what you say to him and what you say to yourself is always the same thing. And nothing different. For double-mindedness is instability and abhorrence to him who called us and redeemed us. So welcome, naive people. That's right. We're naive. We believe him. When he calls us and sends us, we will do it with single-minded purpose, with an open agenda, and the decisive act that what I say and do and am is because of what Jesus Christ is and has done. Amen. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.